There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Judgment Zone, case 1120, about the mom. Mom is in the Judgment Zone. It's about Thanksgiving. Is she jerk or justified? Here's the story, and it comes off a viral photo that we found of a giant great room, living room, cordoned off, crime tape, and a note hanging right in the center of the doorway along that crime tape that says, "This room has been cleaned for the holidays and is officially closed until Thanksgiving.
Love it.
No one may enter." And if you look at this picture, I mean, you may have seen it. It's a big living room, big sectional. You can't even see the ceiling. It's so big.
That is something I will represent justified in this case. May I, Kanya? May I represent justified?
You can represent whatever you want.
Because that is the one thing that all of us moms want to do after we clean a room before company comes. Mm-hmm. But we never do it for whatever reason. Maybe because it hasn't been written in law, in
hasn't been on the Judgment Zone for final decision.
Hasn't given approval. Thumbs up.
Did somebody section off your dictionary?
I think so.
Okay. I think a neural pathways, I think is more like it.
Something just happened. I'm not sure what with my brain. But anyhow, I'm so for that.
This is obvious. I mean, you can't start quarantining. Like, you can't start sectioning off the house where people can't go. You're gonna deprive your own family of the living room and let extended family trash it up for Thanksgiving? That doesn't make any sense. You're supposed to take care of your own first within your own borders and walls. You're supposed to take care of them first and then worry about the outside people if you have the resources.
Your family is messy. Messy, messy family. When company comes over, there are times when I will clean the bathroom, the downstairs powder room, mm-hmm. and I tell the family, nobody's allowed to use this bathroom until company comes.
What?
And now,
why?
Because you're going to mess and smell it up, and we don't need any of that before company. I want it to look pristine.
You want them to mess and smell it up.
Well, that's fine. After everybody comes over, then fine. The house gets trashed. But it's the first impression of your house. You want your company to feel comfortable and clean.
I'm in and out of more houses than anyone I know, right? For my side plumbing business. In and out of multiple houses a week. I'm way more comfortable walking into the houses that are... that aren't perfectly pristine, shiny, sparkly, and perfectly clean. I'm way more comfortable walking into a house that I feel that is always the way it looks at that particular time.
Well, lived in, right? It's lived in.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what the difference is here? When you have Thanksgiving and you're hosting it, you will have, chances are, that judgmental family member that is judging the little crumb on the floor or the toilet paper is it's not, you know, positioned right or whatever.
You mean it's not folded into like a little arrow?
Yes, right. Everything has to be hotel ready.
Sandy, you say.
It is. Mom, you are justified.
Kanya.
It's a jerk move.
Now, just before we get started on this, all right? I just want to let you know that we're in a little competition here in the studio. Sandy and Kanya, we put a little challenge on it. The loser has a little penalty to pay.
It's sentencing, like in a real court case.
That's right. That's right.
I do need this case today. I really do need the verdict to be on my side so I can even things up.
All right. So what do you say? The mom who put the main part of the house cleaned and closed off until Thanksgiving. Jerk or justified?
Sandy, you're 100%. Justified.
Yes,
of course, James is going to side with you.
This
guy hates my guts.
Oh, because Kanye's house is a dirty pigsty.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what Meredith said. If you can.
Go ahead. Come on, sound it out, buddy.
Stop it.
Sound it out.
I'm trying to help him.
She told me you stink.
Wow. Why did she reveal those secrets?
Thank you very much.
Is she jerk or justified?
She is justified.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Unless the family's going to help clean that day, then I would, because it's a lot to clean.
You can't start. You can't start taking away real estate because other family's coming over. Clean it.
Are you going to help the day before, Chris?
It's the same amount of work for the mom. Just do it later in the week.
No. That's not how it works for us. It's justified, dude.
Thank you.
Bye. We need the men to call. It's jerk, and they'll call at 222-2899 and vote jerk, because when we're asked to clean the garage, does that mean you shall not park in the garage anymore? When we have to go out and shovel the walkways in the driveway, that means you can't drive on the driveway or walk on the walkway anymore, because we spent our hard-earned time clearing it out and cleaning it. No! When we're asked to clean the grill, what do you do after you clean the grill? You cook on it!
No family member looks at the grill.
The walkway.
Well, you are absolutely right. If you were to shovel the walkway, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
I would not be allowed, and neither will the children, be allowed to throw snow on the walkway before company comes. You are absolutely right. You can crime tape that walkway.
Ridiculous. I'm going grocery shopping. Don't touch any of the groceries. Nothing until family comes over and everyone else gets to see what kind of family we're pretending to be one day of the year.
That's exactly what the holidays and company is
Where
for, to pretend you are
jurors?
The best person ever.
Well, let's go to the phones and find out here on The Buzz.
It's
the
facade.
The Judgment Zone on Spazan and Sandy. You vote jerk or justified. 222-2899. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Yeah, definitely jerk move.
Oh.
You have no idea what you're even. You don't even know the court case.
Yes, I do.
I don't know. I don't think you heard it right, because if you did, you would side with justified.
No, I side with Kanye, because I know it's way more comfortable to come into a house where it's just, it's not super duper pristine.
Yeah, but you know your mother-in-law, she's like, you know, she judges everything. You gotta have everything.
Nobody liked her.
You gotta get him off the phone before he incriminates himself. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
I am gonna say justified. Trust me when I tell you, I've spent the last 2 weeks cleaning a 3,000 square foot house for companies coming in from out of town.
Yes.
And my eight-year-old loves to come in after I've cleaned and make his mess. Uh-huh. But you just gotta keep on top of him and say, nope, gotta clean it up. But I'm gonna say justified for sure.
Get the crime tape out. Love it.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified? Mom cleaned the main part of the house and closed it off till Thanksgiving. Which one is it, jerk or justified?
My vote is 1,000 justified.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Sign up right there.
Come on, Bill.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
You people are crazy. Listen,
if I clean my house and I know that there's company coming over, my kids better not mess up my house. If I have the option of blocking out that section, I'm blocking it off.
They're not animals. They're not dogs you have to put a gate up between the doorway.
Yes.
My dogs and my kids would be out of that room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The husband, too. Let's not forget about our husbands, okay? They can be equally as messy.
Yeah, I don't think I put him in there either.
Thanks for the call. Hi, The Buzz. So, Mom made the main part of the house off limits. She actually put crime tape up and a note saying, closed until Thanksgiving, no one is allowed to enter. Is this jerk or justified?
Definitely justified.
Oh, man, we need the men to call. Did you hear what I said earlier? We need the men to call.
The men are the ones to clean, typically. Most often, it's not.
Right, exactly. We'll get dirty in 5 minutes if you let anybody get in there.
Thank it you. Is a genius idea, though, that I think we're all going to adopt once this verdict is set in stone, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Come on, Kanye. I'll give you 20 seconds.
No, don't give him any time. He doesn't need time.
Yeah, she knows that. I'm dangerous.
He is. Let's just all end right. it now.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk justified.
Stephen James Construction here. There's three of us.
All right, there's three of us.
Three of you. Three of you. Okay.
Justified.
Oh, oh, man.
Traitors. Yes. Traitor. I hope you fall off a roof today.
Got on a roof today, buddy.
I love it. Sandy, you're safe. We go to tomorrow to see whoever loses the case tomorrow will have the sentencing given to them, either you, Sandy, or you, Kanye, of the turkey giblet smoothie. Spazano and Sandy's Judgment Zone.